are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. First up, joining us, we've got Kevin Larson and David Grabitsky. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, nice to have you here. A very exciting conference coming up for history buffs all around Central South Dakota.
Yeah, and even if you're not a history buff, obviously we encourage you to come out this Friday and Saturday over at the Ramcota here in Pierre. South Dakota State Historical Society's annual history conference. We put it on once a year, and now is the time to get on out and enjoy history makers who shape the future of South Dakota. So we're going to feature speakers from as far as Pennsylvania up to locally here in Fort Pierre that have researched the topics of different history makers, from anyone from Casey Tibbs all the way down to former Congressman Ben Riefel. So we're going to feature those speakers throughout the day, Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday at 12 noon, it's the annual awards luncheon. So we're going to award seven different people from across the state the prestigious governor's awards. Kristi Noem herself has initiated these awards for many, many years now. So these awards are fascinating, and not one but two Teachers of the Year will be revealed coming up on Saturday afternoon at noon. So get on out, register now for the History Conference. So registration is open now. You can call me, 773-6000, or you can register online. Go to history.sd.gov, or a third option, sdhsf.org. Once again, sdhsf.org. Click on the big banner there on the homepage, History Conference, and it's a very simple way to register, and members get a huge discount as well. So fascinating time. I hope everybody can join us Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, you've got a great number of presentations lined up, and a full registration gets you into everything, doesn't
Absolutely. It? Absolutely, and it gets you some fantastic meals. I understand some lasagna, some amazing different meals, so you will not leave hungry, that's for sure. So in addition to your minimal fee, you get some amazing meals, and you get the satisfaction of learning about South Dakota history, and it's just super fascinating. If you have the time, I encourage you to stomp on out. Tell your boss I'm taking off Friday and I'm going to the history conference.
And you can show up right at the door and get registered, correct?
Definitely. Show up about 8 o'clock on Friday morning and we'll register you then. And just very easy registration and very minimal fee. It gets you 2 days worth of fascinating speakers. Come, like I said, we got a speaker coming all the way from Pennsylvania, from Penn State, to talk about indigenous feminists and how a lot of different females have shaped the future of history, and you know, how they, you know, lots of different stuff. I can't give away everything, obviously.
Right. No, it's going to be a great time. So thank you for telling us about that, Kevin. And David, there's some attention getters around the Museum and Heritage Center, isn't there?
Well, I'm sure some of your audience has seen the signs go up along Governor's Drive. They went up about 11:30 yesterday afternoon, and really grab your attention that the History Center is closed. The organization itself continues to live on in other places, but the center itself is closed.
So if people want to check out some of the things, there are some items here at Northridge Plaza, right?
Well, there will be. We're working on that, and right now there are some staff that are living out there at the Northridge Plaza, and an exhibit will join them.
Very nice. So do we have some dates at when work is going to get started anyway?
Well, it's always subject to the whims of the weather, and we know what's going to happen later this week. We anticipate, though, that some exploratory work will be done to make sure that there's no surprises hidden in the roof structure. And then the roof will begin work from the south to the north, we'll move on from there. As we all know, South Dakota has a short building season.
Absolutely. So, you know, you're going to be in talking about updates in different places where people can see some of the different items that you procure.
Oh, certainly. History on the Road has already gone to the High Plains Western Heritage Center out in Spearfish. And then we've got a couple places in Sioux Falls, and then also in Yankton.
Very nice. So, you know, just keep an ear open and we'll let everybody know what things they can see where, because it is going to be a pretty lengthy renovation.
Well, substantial completion is slated for next year, but we also know that the way building projects go, they can get delayed and so forth. We'll keep everyone up to date on the progress of it. But after the substantial completion is done, then there's always things like the checklist and having to air out the building before we move the collection back in, which is a whole process in and of itself. But we should be back by 2025.
Fantastic. Well, we'll keep an ear to the ground on that and a great history conference this weekend. Enjoy that. I know many people are looking forward to it.
Yeah, register now, sdhsf.org, or call me today, 773-6000, 773-6000, and we'll register you. All you got to do is give us a call, and it's going to be a fantastic time. And just stop on out on Friday morning. You can register there at the door as well. If you don't have anything to do Friday, or if you do, cancel your plans and get on out to the history conference.
Yeah, don't miss it. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time. So there's David Grabitsky and Kevin Larson joining us this morning. We'll chat with Samson Bucci right after this.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
And continuing with the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, talking now with Samson Bucci. Good morning, Samson.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to have you here. We're a little more spring-like, which finally nice.
Yeah. Don't tease us anymore, please. Come on.
I'm trying not to. I'm working on that Friday forecast and seeing what we can do there.
All right. Thank you.
But we've got something coming up here Saturday that we want to let people know about in Indian Taco Feed. Tell us about this.
Yeah. Joe Sedalia, he's a great friend of mine, fishing partner, and also a barbecue and smoking partner. And we have lots of fun together. He's had some health issues that have kept him from work the last year.
Okay.
And they reached out. And so I would be honored to help them with this Indian Taco Feed to help them with some health expenses.
Absolutely. And that's coming up this Saturday.
Yep. This Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club, 11 to 2. $8 for one taco and a pop, or 15 for two. Bring your family, bring your friends, send your workers.
That's right. Just spread the word. Don't worry about lunch on Saturday.
That's right. We're going to have an amazing Indian taco for you. And you could come. Joe's going to be there. So you can come and see him and wish him well. And we're just hoping to bring some joy into life.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about this community. Yeah. People are willing to help out and step up for those who just need, like you said, just a little joy, a little help to take care of things.
Yeah. Just give them a little help. Let them know that we love them.
Right.
We care for them. And we're going to try to help them.
Absolutely. So get on out Saturday, Boys and Girls Club, 11 to 2.
Yeah, it's 11 to 2. And we'll be there, and we'll be happy to serve you.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I hope it's a busy, busy day, and you can't keep up with all the demand.
That's right.
That would be
great. I'm hoping for 350. Let's do 400.
That would be awesome. Well, you have a good day, Samson. Thank you for stopping by, and I know this is going to be a big success.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Always good to have you here. Samson Bucci joining us this morning. Don't miss out on the Indian Taco Feed this Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club, 11 to 2. Mark it on the calendar. Stop on by and help Joe out. There is your People in Your Neighborhood on this Tuesday, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate.